Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, right, welcome back. 7 o'clock hour. Coming up later in the hour, we'll be visited by Dr. Joe Fish, the sports psychologist, and also by the great Ruben Amaro Jr., Al, who will attempt to solve the quarterback controversy, the Ben Simmons issue, and then resolve the issues involving baseball. All in a two-hour period. That man, for what we're paying him, we're getting a good deal there. And we're getting a good deal talking to this brilliant man, too, Mr. Brad DeGraham, sponsored by Panther East. Panther East is a premier distributor of tools, safety equipment, fasteners, and material supplies for contractors. Visit PantherEast.com today. Ladies and gentlemen, the heart and soul of the Eagles defense, Brad DeGraham. Hi, Brandon.
Good morning, man. What's up? How that mustache treat you?
I only put it out for one reason, Brandon, because I had heard a rumor that you yourself are growing a Fu Manchu mustache. Is that correct?
Nah, I'm gonna leave that to Gardner. I'm gonna leave that to him.
All right, well, then help me out here. What'd you see there from the backup quarterback? How'd you like the way he played Sunday up in the Meadowlands?
Man, you know, it's always a great problem to have when you got two good quarterbacks, you know, on your team. It was good for him to get, I'm sure, for him to get a win and to play, especially for his case. Seeing him excited, the way he was cheering with his dad and all that, that was a long time coming for him. And I was excited for him because that was an opportunity for him.
All right. There's no doubt in your mind, Brandon, that if Jalen Hurts is ready to play after the bye, Jalen Hurts plays.
Oh, for sure. But, you know, it was cool because we knew we had the bye week coming in and we had a winnable game. And they wanted to, you know, let Gardner get out there and, you know, see what he could do. And so I'm so happy everything went well for him and the way he played. He leaned on Goddard, that boy Goddard, man. He's like Coach said, he's a monster. And I think they just wanted to just see what all they had, and it was a great opportunity for him to get out there so Jalen can get healthy for when we make this run on the last four games.
Well, these next four games are huge, especially the first one after the bye, home against Washington, Brandon. Who gives the Eagles a better chance to win that game, Hurts at quarterback or Minshew?
I mean, I'm going with Hurts. You know, both of them great, but you know, I'm a go what started me off in the season, and I'm gonna go with Hurts, and you know, that's how I feel on that.
All right, here's the thing, now. All right, Brandon, you are a big game player. You won this city a Super Bowl. How hard is it going to be for you to watch these huge games coming up and not being able to play?
Man, it's the first time I have been on the sideline where, you know, when we need that, when we got to have it most of the time it's been these last couple of years, it's been the last, like every game is a playoff game. And that's how we're looking at it. Every game up to this point, if we lose one, we're not going to the playoffs. We're going home. And so it's playoff mentality right now, right when we get done from bye week, is we gotta win all four to get in that wild card. And man, I'm loving our chances. I'm excited for what's to come. But it's playoff football starting next week.
All right, now listen, the next question is the key one in this conversation. I'm saying it ahead of time because I have done extensive research on this, Brandon, and the Eagles' chances to make the playoffs are far greater if Dallas beats Washington on Sunday during the Eagles' bye week. Will you, Brandon Graham, root for the Cowboys on Sunday?
I probably won't root for them, but I know what's at stake, so I'm hoping that things play in our favor towards the end of this season.
That's a weasel answer, Brandon.
That's a political
answer. Hold on a minute. So you're acknowledging that a Dallas win would help your team, but you can't bring yourself to actually root for them.
Hey, I can't root for them, but I know for sure that we need every game that we can get ourselves. So we got to make sure we take care of business. And if the universe take care of that for us, you know what I'm saying, I'm happy with that too.
All right. Oh, Brandon, here's where the question is going to get a little tougher now, because Rhea and I both were very frustrated with the first half and the defense. The Jets are not a team you expect to take it all the way down three times for scores. One, they got a break on the kickoff, but the other two right down the field. Brandon, what are you watching in the first half with your defense getting run over by a really poor Jets offense? Would you say?
You know what? They made some great plays in there. Zach Wilson, man, he's got a great arm. He was in there getting rid of the ball, and you know they just had a great first half. But I think that we adjusted well in the second half, and that's what the game all about. We didn't put ourselves behind. You know what I'm saying? So I was happy that the way we adjusted, and then we making stops and getting off the field, because on defense, the whole goal is to get off the field and create turnovers. And I was happy that the guys buckled down and not worried about the first half and got it together the second to get the win.
Hey, Brandon, Jonathan Gannon yesterday actually acknowledged that his game plan wasn't great initially because the Jets were doing things he didn't anticipate. Have you ever experienced in your career, you're on the field first couple of series and you realize the plan is not working? What's that like? And do you actually offer input into the coaches to fix what's wrong?
You know what? It's both ways. We communicate with him on how we're getting blocked up front, how they're protecting in the pass game. Like if me and Flex getting doubled on our side, we'll tell them they're getting the one-on-ones on the right, so we might want to come. Like sometimes he'll dial up a blitz during that time on the right side away from us, just so that he can free up, you know, a couple guys and get them one-on-one matchups. But I think that, it's great that Gannon is taking ownership, but it's all of us together. And some of us, his game plan might have been, you know, not working in the first half, but I'm happy the way he adjusted. And the team, the boys on the sideline wasn't really rattled. They just knew that it was some different things that was going on, and which is cool, because most of the time, I mean, they're professionals too, but how we adjust is big, and I'm glad that we adjusted well, because you're right, it's not cool seeing them go down the field, up and down the field on you, and we can't get a stop or even get them to punt. You know, it's not a great feeling at all, and I'm happy that they got it together in the second half.
Brandon, there's one number here I'm going to run by you. The record, individual one-player record for sacks of the season is a guy can't stand, Michael Strahan, 22 and a half 1 year. The Eagles as a team with four games to play have 21. That's not nearly enough, Brandon. Is that missing Brandon Graham? Give me your thoughts on why there have been so few sacks by this defensive line.
Well, you know what? It was tough, you know, losing me too, because it frees up a lot of guys too, because now they just focus in on, you know, Fletch and, you know, now Hargrave, and then you know, a lot of guys getting rid of the ball fast. I mean, there's no knock to nobody, but it's a chemistry that you have to have as you rushing the quarterback. And I feel like I can help, you know, in that area a little bit. And, you know, sometimes even if I'm missing the sack, it all works together. If a guy is disruptive and getting back there and getting the quarterback to take his eyes off from down the field because he's feeling the pressure, I think that, you know, that would have, I would have definitely helped in that area. But, you know, it is what it is. The boys don't get it done. His last four games, and we know how these sacks come. When they come in bunches. So hopefully, you know, we can pick that up, because you're right, 2021 is – look, I'll take it if we win it. You know what I'm saying? But mm-hmm. but you're right. We want that as up front. We want to be able to get after that quarterback. And I think that the boys needed this bye week, and them boys going to get it right these last four.
No, but here's the thing. I'm already anticipating next season, and I do anticipate you will be healthy and back. You're going to be back, right? You're going to be okay? You're going to be ready to play next season?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm up right in there training now, feeling good. My Achilles is all healed up. I start running in a couple weeks, well, a week and a half. And, you know, I'm excited, man, for that. But we're going to finish off the season strong. I'm going to give them everything I got, you know, mentally and, you know, spiritually. And, you know, just make sure my voice is, you know, just being heard out there. So, you know, just let the boy, I just want to help in any way that I can make sure that we end this season off right. And then who knows what's going to happen in the playoffs. All we need to do is just get hot at the right time.
Listen, I introduce you as the heart and the soul of that defense, because you are. The heart and soul of the offense is Jason Kelce. We saw what happens when he leaves the game. Are you going to talk to him, Brandon? I need you to, like, talk to him and make sure he plays at least one more year. He's so good, man. He's so good.
Man, that's what I'm telling you. I'm telling you, it don't seem like he's slowing down at all.
No.
And we're gonna do everything we can to make sure that we pamper him to get him ready for next year. I'm going to be like, man, you ain't got to do much, man. Just train. Do what you got to do. When you come back, we're going to make sure we take care of you, because we got to make another run. We got to make another run.
I'm loving it. Brandon, always an honor to talk to you, my friend. We'll talk again next week. Thanks, Brandon.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.